Over the past few months, we've been looking at different kinds of support which is available to blind and partially sighted people to help combat the cost of living crisis. There's lots of information on RNIB's website and via the helpline. We'll give you some contact details a little bit later. But I'm joined once again by Dominic Milne from the charity's Legal Rights Service with some more news for you. We're going to start off, first of all, with the Household Support Funds. And this is something which has been given to local councils by central government.
That's right, yeah. The government gave $1.5 billion, handed that out to different local authorities around the country. It was then up to the local authorities to distribute that money to people who had particular needs, things like needs with energy and water bills, food, or essential items. Now, it runs through until March, and then there's another payment, another amount which has been allocated for next year. And the reason why I'm keen to talk about this one today, I know we have mentioned it in the past, it's the fact that some of the local authorities have actually probably gone through their budgets now, but there are many who haven't. And it's a very good idea, I think, for any of our customers out there, anybody who is struggling at the moment with things like the energy and water bills, the food and the essential items. I'm sure that accounts for a lot of people. If you are in that situation, then do contact your local council, because if they've got money left in their budget, then there's a very good chance that you'll be able to get some of it to help you get through the next 2 or 3 months. Different councils have different ways of giving the money out. Some of them have actually shared the money through local charities in their areas and community groups, which is fine. Again, if you contact your council, they will put you in touch with those particular groups. And hopefully you'll be in a position where you can actually get some help.
So it's really just a case of contacting the council, asking about this Household Support Fund, and you should get an answer then. As you say, Dominic, really important that people do this, especially with councils looking to use up their budgets before the end of the financial year.
Exactly, yeah, it really is. It's a key thing. You don't want to leave them with a situation where the money's still there, because then the government might consider that it's not necessary or they don't need to give them as much. And that, we know the reverse of that is definitely true. We know that people do have the needs out there. Also worth pointing out, Alan, in Wales, there's a different thing called the £200 payment. Once again, it's for eligible households. You contact your local authority. If you have difficulties with the same kinds of problems, dealing with fuel issues, whether you're on a prepayment meter or by direct debit, it doesn't really matter how you pay for your fuel. If you're on benefits, and there's a big list of benefits, I won't go through them all, but it's basically all the main benefits that people might be on, the means-tested ones, and indeed the disability ones. If you're on these benefits, you maybe well have a good chance of getting one of these £200 payments if you live in Wales.
Do make those calls, as you say, Dominic. And utility bills we're going to talk about now. And again, probably important to have a close eye at those utility bills, look at what your outgoings are, and chatting with your utility providers as well if you're having problems, or indeed, you know, if you're blind or partially sighted, getting onto their sort of vulnerable or priority lists as well, which can be very, very beneficial.
That's right. We've had instances recently where somebody contacted one particular utility provider. It was a water company. Explained their details of how the difficulties they were having, the vulnerability to do with the disability, the extra costs they had, the fact they were struggling with the cost of living on benefits. And they got a very, very good deal on that. And I had a little look around at one or two other providers nationally, and they all have a vulnerable scheme. They have a scheme where you can contact them and you may well get your bill reduced fairly significantly. So it's well worth looking.
Even good to be on that, you know, I'm thinking of perhaps some of the energy companies as well, you know, because they can then provide you with information in accessible formats. If there's going to be problems around power cuts or energy cuts, you know, you can be prioritised for help and support, or even, you know, getting notice of any possible changes as well. So as well as the financial benefits, there's a lot of other benefits too.
There are indeed a lot of benefits. And if indeed, you know, the things you mentioned there, Alan, the accessible formats, if there are any issues with those, which hopefully there won't be, but if there are, then obviously come through RNIB and get some help to make sure that those problems get addressed.
Just finally, Dominic, I know you wanted to mention something about vouchers, and I know we've heard a lot in the media recently about these vouchers which are sent out to people in prepay meters, you know, time running out to get those, but still people were perhaps finding it difficult to use them, or indeed people not receiving the vouchers.
Well, that's correct, yeah. I mean, with the energy payments that the government have been giving out, it hasn't been so much of a problem for people on direct debit payments or people who'd go direct to the companies in that way, because the money's been distributed in a way which has meant no action has been necessary on the part of the householder. However, vouchers have been used to send to people who are on prepayment meters. And there have been some significant problems with this. And I had a meeting earlier today, actually, with a solicitor who we liaise with regularly at Lead A Solicitors. They're looking for cases at the moment where people have had either had major problems with the vouchers, in other words, they haven't managed to access the money, or even if they have managed to access it, if they've had real major difficulties getting hold of their money. The reason for this is apparently the voucher system hasn't been particularly well distributed in some respects, including the fact that it hasn't been made accessible for many people. It's applied to a lot of people who've had mental health problems and learning disabilities, but it also, and this is the reason why we had a chat with them earlier, it also does apply to people who are blind and partially sighted because of that reason, because of the fact that they haven't been giving accessible information in a reasonably adjusted format. It may be that people have had real difficulties, and we are keen to hear. I'd be very keen to hear from anybody who either has had major problems and hasn't been able to access the money, or people who've simply had real difficulties with it, had real stresses, because it's very important that we do address these things with the government. There'll be more help next year in the same way, and we have to make sure that it's applied fairly and properly.
And we do say every penny counts, Dominic, but at the moment it is absolutely the truth as well. The pounds and the pennies do make a huge difference, and you don't want to be missing out on things like, especially if you're on the prepayment meters, which of course are more expensive than your electricity or gas normally. You really want to be maximising your benefits there. If people would like more info, Dominic, on what we've been discussing here, or indeed themselves perhaps have had issues with the voucher scheme, how do they get in touch? Where do they get the info?
Well, the best thing to do is to contact our helpline on 0303 123 9999, and let somebody on the Sightloss Advice line know that that's why they're ringing. That will then, I'll make sure that then comes through to us, so we will get notification of anybody who rings in, so we can then, or I can then liaise with them directly.
Please do, as Dominic said, get in touch as soon as, and do have a regular check of RNIB's website for all the cost of living help there. Lots of advice, lots of support available, some great offers as well. Dominic, no doubt we'll hear from you again in the not so distant future, but thanks once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.